de Broadway a Gran Vía. Continuamos con la segunda parte del musical Maine, compuesto por Jerry Herman y protagonizado por Angela Lansbury. La semana pasada nos quedamos en el punto en que Maine, una moderna y excéntrica neoyorquina, se acaba de casar con Beau, un multimillonario sureño, y emprenden un interminable viaje de luna de miel. Patrick, el sobrino de Maine, ha crecido y también ha cambiado. Ahora es alto, apuesto y sale con chicas. Maine recibe una carta de su sobrino.
Dear Auntie Maine, in English lit, I'm in the top 10. I got a B plus average again. Tahiti sounds the greatest of all the crazy places that you've been. Wait till you hear the latest. I think I've got a whisker on my chin.
Dear Auntie May, I find it's getting harder to cram. I flunked my Latin grammar exam. I'm shaving every morning and growing like it's going out of style. The Debs all seem to go for me. Give France a big hello for me. A hug to Uncle Beau for me. Your loving nephew, Patrick.
Pero durante el viaje, el marido de Maine se tropieza escalando en los Alpes y muere. A su regreso a casa, los amigos de Maine preparan su nueva vida de viuda. Una viuda asquerosamente rica. Deciden que Maine debe escribir sus memorias. Ella acepta y comienza a recordar viejos tiempos con su amiga Vera. Ambas acuerdan decirse siempre toda la verdad, aunque duela, porque si no, ¿para qué son las amigas?
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you. If I say that your tongue is vicious, if I call you uncouth, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the truth? Though now and again I'm aware that my candid opinion may sting, though often my frank observation might scald. I've been meaning to tell you for years, you should keep your hair natural like mine.
If I kept my hair natural like yours, I'd be bald. But darling, we'll always be dear companions, my crony,
my mate.
We'll always be harmonizing. Orphan Annie and Sandy, like Amos and Andy. If I say that your sense of style's as far off as your youth, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will tell you the whole stinking truth?
Each time that a critic has written, your voice is the voice of a frog. Straight to your side to defend you, I rush. You know that I'm there every time that the world makes an unkind remark. When they say Vera Charles is the world's greatest lush, it hurts me.
And if I say your fangs are showing, Maine pull in your claws, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will notice the obvious flaws.
I feel it's my duty to tell you, it's time to adjust to your age. You try to be peg of my heart when you're Lady Macbeth. Exactly how old are you, Vera? The truth.
How old do you think?
Oh, I'd say somewhere in between 40 and death.
But sweetie, I'll always be Alice Toklas if you'll be Gertrude Stein. And though I'll admit I've dished you, I've gossiped and gloated, but I'm so devoted.
And if I say that sex and guts made you into a star, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will tell you how rotten you are? Just turn to your bosom buddy for aid and affection, for help and direction, for loyalty, love, and forsooth. Remember that. Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and level and give you the devil will.
Mame y Vera deciden convertir a la sirvienta Angus Gooch en una mujer moderna, a la moda. La visten, la maquillan, la arreglan a la última y finalmente la envían a vivir la vida. 6 meses después, Gooch regresa embarazada.
With my wings resolutely spread, Mrs. Burnside, and my old inhibition shed, Mrs. Burnside, I did each little thing you said, Mrs. Burnside. I lived. I altered the drape of a drop of my bodice and soften the shape of my brow. I followed directions and made some connections, but what do I do now? Who'd think this Miss Prim would have opened a window as far as her whim would allow? Suppose it was so hard to close it. Oh, what do I do now? I polished and powdered and puffed to myself. If life is a banquet, I stuffed to myself. I had my misgivings, but went on a field trip to find out what living's about. My thanks for your training, now I'm not complaining, but you left something out. Instead of wandering on with my lone remorse, I have come back home to complete the course. Oh, what do I do? Mrs. Burnside, I travel to hell in my new veneer, and look what I got as a souvenir. But still I'll defend you as guide and instructor. Would I recommend you and how? Although I was leery, I thrived on your theory that life can be a wow. You said there's nothing wrong with a harmless smooch, so I'm gonna call him Burnside Gooch.
acoge de nuevo a Gooch, pero a Patrick no le gusta que su tía acoja almas perdidas, porque teme que esto cause una mala imagen en su novia Gloria, una chica de la alta sociedad. Precisamente Patrick le anuncia a su tía un encuentro con los padres de su novia. Mame acepta. En el palacio de los Upson, todo es lujo y detalles.
I have the feeling that time has halted. I'd like two straws and a chocolate malt, 'cause that's how young I feel. I feel like peckin' and Bonnie huggin' and Lindy hoppin' and jitterbuggin', 'cause that's how young I feel. I'm mad for that big band beat. Wanna ride in a rock roll seat. Shell's got the Chevy, love a face full of frozen custard, to have a hot dog with sand and mustard and ride the Ferris wheel. Oh, honey, 'cause that's how young I feel.
I'm ready to ride.
Tanto lujo conservador no gusta a Mame. Pregunta a su sobrino Patrick si este es el tipo de vida que quiere llevar. Patrick responde que sí, que está harto de chiflados pseudoartistas y gente del mundo de la moda. Mame insulta a su sobrino y se marcha preguntándose qué ha hecho mal.
Where's that boy with a bugle? My little love. Was always my big romance. Where's that boy with the bugle? And why did I ever buy him those damn long pants? Did he need a stronger hand? Did he need a lighter touch? Was I soft or was I tough? Did I give enough? Did I give too much? At the moment when he needed me, did I ever turn away? Would I be there when he called? If he walked into my life today? Were his days a little dull? Were his nights a little wild? Did I overstate my plan? Did I stress the man? Child. And there must have been a million things that my heart forgot to say. Would I think of one or two if he walked into my life today? Should I blame the the times I pampered him, or blame the times I bossed him. What a shame, I never really found the boy before I lost him. Were the years a little fast? Was his world a little free? Was there too much of a crowd, all too lush and loud? Though I'll ask myself my whole life long, what went wrong along the way? Would I make the same mistakes if he walked into my life today?
Se decide a organizar su propia fiesta en su apartamento recién decorado por Peggy. La fiesta resulta indecente para el muy conservador matrimonio Upson, que se marcha indignado. Sin embargo, Patrick se ve atraído por Peggy y agradece a su tía haberle sacado de ese mundo. Años después, hay un nuevo miembro en la familia, Peter, el hijo de Patrick y Peggy. Mame está con él dando la vuelta al mundo. Ella le enseña al pequeño a colocarse el turbante indio, porque están en la India, y a decir sus primeras palabras en este idioma. El niño está encantado con su tía abuela. Le gustaría pasar más tiempo con ella. Este es el efecto que Mame provoca en la gente.
Open a new window, open a new door, travel a new highway that's never been tried before.
Just a new song, just a new thing, tis the business and tis the law. There's only one way.